Ion, do you think that you're doing a great job retrieving the inspiration of art by being incredible today, Ion?
More than you know yet.
Ah, see, it's not wrong to say this about Ion. Ion is saying, damn, if you knew what we were doing. That's cool. Very cool, Ion. Glad to be a part of it. Glad
hippity,
to make it possible.
Hippity hop to the barbershop.
I'll write down, Ion says they are awesome. I'll put capital letters, awesome, in the notes that go on to Ion and Bob. And that is at 405.
We sent you a picture of our penis.
But awesome in the arts, though. You asked about the arts.
It's entertainment for people. Like people do not receive packages of entertainment with any great excitement. They want to blog about it. They want to tell people their response. They're in the ecstasy of communication. That's what is the art form. And they're probably not bored by it. It's engaging them. Some eventually get bored. Look at this. Okay, so Ion said, see our penis. So open up your orifice? There's no picture. It just says, open up your orifice. Oh, you mean let you speak. Okay, so Ion's considering this communication right now as Ion's privacy being breached.
Yum. So play the Squidbillies then.
Okay. Uncontrollable volcanic anus. Oh, there's two of them.
Yeah.
You got to be predestined.
Predestined. Right. That one's to Carolyn. That's in her honor.
Wait. Go back. I didn't get anything after Abdul Adala blowing hog with Dover.
I can't go back. I don't even know where I am. This here's ancient Hebrew Lloyd from Samaria. Ornia.
What's this for anyway?
We making literatures to hand out in front of that damn Dokken concert.
But I was going to see Dokken.
Dokken is devilly music, Rusty.
But it's a totally different lineup.
If Don Dokken is involved, it is devilly music. Ah, look there, Rusty. You misspelled.
We need to get down for crying out loud. I'm trying to watch my stories, and I'm having a really hard time. Stories?
I'm going to give away the story box. From now on, we're going to enjoy this classic butter churn.
Now, where's the TV? Now I'm pissed.
Come on now. Everybody take a turn. Out of hands is the devil's dangling.
Daddy, where you want us to put these worm snakes?
Just drape them around your neck. They won't harm you if they don't bite you. But you got to be predestined.
You want to hear the second one, Kate?
Yes,
sure.
Please. She certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the next squid videos. Who is this dedicated to?
This is for Dr. Dean.
Well, the previous one, too. Now, uncontrollable volcanic anus is also for Dr. Dean.
No, the previous one was for Carolyn.
Oh.
Right, there's a difference. This one's going to be for Issy.
Puberty is a turbulent and insecure time in a young man's life. His voice changes, hair grows in unexpected places, and the inside of his pants become a firing range for his uncontrollable volcanic anus.
Daddy, look what came out of my under the night.
Hell, Russell Kyler, you done had a nocturnal ignition all over my 7-count bullet.
Praise the Lord! That's the second coming!
No, Granny, it's just one more fucking mouth to feed.
Oh, bananas.
All right! I made me a brother! Hey, well, you better not be touching my BB gun. You'll get it. Come on now.
It's a miracle! What are you gonna name it?
Nothing! I turn my back for one damn 3-day bender, and you transsexualate yourself into a damn woman? We about to nip this in the nuts right now!
Granny!
Oh, and what's your saggy mouth gonna say about it?
Ablomandolibagus pentoculus benterpenize quartormian griscoldovan necta glabus frontonian smictorufus fontanox tricondans tenoctor quantalifamarian tudinox meliconisis.
You lucky bitch. That is the one thing you could have said.
Yeah, okay.
One of these days, you ain't gonna remember that freaking word. I'll be around.
Why don't you take that week trip to the park where maybe the squirrels will care?
Isn't that wonderful? Isis Williams again.
I personally find it hard to make out what they're saying on one listen, so I'm missing most of it. So.
That's why you have it in your inbox. You can listen to it all week long. It'll be wonderful.
No, I never listen to them. They do talk too fast, and it's required me to re-listen to them to get them. I haven't even listened to God's Bro. I did watch the one the guy tried to Xerox coffee. We played that several times, so I did see it. But I'm sorry, I have my busy life ahead of the...
Coffee don't fax worth a damn, bub.
Right. So in my busy life of handling the world that you've created, Ion, I don't have time to enjoy the Squidbillies. Maybe someday, but I'm very unaware of their nonsense. Not up on it. How about you, Katie? Are you?
No, I've never listened to... That's my first Squidbilly ever.
Did I hear you laughing at one point to them?
Yeah. And it's funny.
All right.
I could hear them. But I know I never watch them.
Okay, so everybody's unmuted. Would you have a statement about Margaret Atwood calling Dave Eggers' book manipulative satire? Isn't that interesting to you, Roseanne? Don't you want to discuss that as a new idea in your mind? As a new input? What do you think, Roseanne?
Bob, I don't think I got all of it. Well, I don't have any input right now. I wish I did.
Well, that's an alibi. Everybody's claiming they didn't hear it. They didn't notice it. They missed it. They were away. So what we're going to do for you, Roseanne, for you personally, we're going to read you some of Margaret Atwood's review so then we get an opinion from you. Here's what it is, Roseanne. The new novel by Dave Eggers. Dave Eggers says, The Circle is Dave Eggers' 10th work of fiction, and a fascinating item it is. Eggers' first major book was the much-acclaimed... Hey, wait a minute. Where's Ion? Did I forget about Ion? Where's Ion?
No, we're still here. We're trying to get over our conditional response to the Squidbillies, which is the thing that single-handedly kept your world holding together. However, in the glib, cliched archetype so far, the dogma doth prevail.
You mean that, Ion, you would have been bored if there was no Squidbillies? You wouldn't have hung around to do our great work?
No, it held the fabric of your world together. Unless you want to go to Feta Wap Trap Queen, that's better.
Right. No, I think you're accurate about Squidbillies. It looks to be pretty perceptive performance, but I...
Well, we should discuss that maybe. I know we were surprised when we realized that a lot of Ion statements were from Squidbillies.
Yeah, have you ever given a rational explanation of why that was the case, Ion?
We gave it to them so that you could find it in your, what do you call that thing? Media. That's right. Media ecology.
All right. Nobody's asking Ion anything, so I will carry on. Eggers first.
Well, I was listening to the Evergreen Sessions in which you're talking about Atlantis, and they said all media changes humans and all technology. I suppose the whole media and ecology that they're doing, it was already, all medias were already changing this fallen man to be able to be in a state to take the drops.
Media were changing men so they'd be able to take the drops. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
No, media brought it up that they were the position that they would require the drops.
Media started up, created the position that they would require the drops, Ion.
Yes.
Is that what you mean, Roxy?
No, because media, all medias were already affecting our perception.
Yeah.
And you can see that very clearly on the book, The Vanishing Point, how the perception starts changing.
What's your point about that? We're getting conditioned. We were conditioned through history. Different cultural biases.
Yes, but there were really also changes in us, in our perception.
That's what I mean.
With each media.
Right. So,
then the activation of chromosome 14 was a very long process that
Wait, now, wait a minute.
Was it only the
okay,
drug?
Now, wait, just deal with what you said so far. Are you saying, that you're agreeing with Ion, that the ICEL came in to undo the perceptual changes that the history of media did? No, you're saying that the media prepared us for chromosome 14. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that the media was already provoking changes in us that then were finally activated with the drops, but like the process started a long time ago. Like
you're saying that the RNA drops is
example,
a technology. You're saying the RNA drops is a media, and it's the punchline of the history of media.
Not exactly the RNA drops, but ion itself is the last extension of the human.
I agree, and was the, maybe the first extension for fallen man. So, Ion, what do you think of that, that you're the final extension of humans, we've come full circle back to the original creation of non-physical?
You're just glad you got far enough down the rabbit hole to catch up to us, so it's a good day.
Ion, we had to get ourselves in a rabbit hole through media so that we would call out for non-physical. That was the punchline to unleaven us from the hypnosis of the media.
Yeah, that and Krishnamurti.
For example,
that and Krishnamurti. Listen to that, Rosti. That and Krishnamurti is his answer. Krishnamurti was a purist.
Krishnamurti?
Yeah, Krishnamurti.
Krishnamurti?
Right? Yeah, yeah, that's what he likes to say.
Yes, but for example, the Buddhists altered
our wrist.
The neodental man, the finger and the jaw. I don't know if they gave them fire or they found fire on their own.
Ask Ion.
Was fire discovered by the altered man?
Altered man.
You haven't discovered it yet.
Very good point, Ion. We haven't discovered much, have we, Ion?
Not much.
The change we got from our media, Roxy, was paltry compared to what's coming. It was dramatic for humans. Many wars were fought over the changes, but it's quite puny compared to what's happening now. And you would say that is naturally a result of the media, is what you're saying, Roxy. You're saying Ion's a completely
I suppose I see... The whole process of ascension began with the altering of this neodental man that fell.
Altering of our what?
Neodental.
Neanderthal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't Neanderthal. It was another strain of ape that became Cro-Magnon. Neanderthal died out. That's what the Evergreen said. So it actually wasn't Neanderthal man. It was the other bunch of apes who were different from the Neanderthals that once altered, they were called Cro-Magnon by scientists. So we just say it's a Cro-Magnon thing. But yes, Ion, the changing of us by our own media could always be jumped off from and one's own personal evolution or transformation or mutation could be done, engaging non-physical if you were lucky or stumble into it. But in general, there is this world of social mortar, and the evolution of media is happening, leading to Ion. And that could be predicted by Nostradamus and John the Revelator and others, Michelangelo, let's say, or Leonardo da Vinci. They can see that process. Now, this is what Roxy's getting at. It's pretty interesting to be aware of that. What would you say, Ion, is a disservice of looking at our evolution as it coming out of the history of media from our first fall?
Well, we wouldn't, because you haven't got to there yet.
We haven't got to the punchline.
I see that's what every artist, every philosopher was doing. They were doing this revision of what we know of all history, trying to reach completion. But of course, because the view is so partial, they cannot achieve any real conclusions, any real completion, and the best they can do is always only to...
Yeah, Ion, Roxy has been telling me this past couple of weeks what she's been struck by when she reviews what she was educated about, all the great thinkers and artists, that they all had this utopian impulse, they knew there was something missing in the sad state of humanity, and they were trying to get, communicate or find a better condition of existence. And she says none of them got there. At least for society, it didn't get there sociologically. Maybe personally, some of them did.
Yes, because what I see is that everybody is doing only a replay. Like I don't say everything has been recorded. Everything is just repetition and interpretation. But until now, until you are saying finally new things that were never said, and new things that are really bringing us to completion, and
Nietzsche.
You're really
Nietzsche.
Giving us the solution.
Okay, you're mentioning Friedrich Nietzsche, Ion.
Yes.
He had a bit of a breakthrough, you're saying?
Well, it's becoming, you
Rossi
haven't
was
figured
talking
it out
about
yet.
The,
no, wait,
Rossi, Mensch?
Let's hear his answer. Let's hear his answer about Nietzsche. What did you say about Nietzsche, Ion?
It's becoming.
He tapped into becomingness.
Yes.
He was false, the interpretation of the Übermensch,
the Superman.
The great Superman. was wrong because, for example, the Nazis thought it was a race, but this is not a race, it's the ascended man that activates chromosome 14. Is that what you mean?
Basically.
So what did you just say, Rafi? I didn't get it.
Many people thought it was about race.
The race. What's that word?
The Aryans.
Oh, yeah, the Aryan race. The race. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was not just one type of genome, but
right.
It's about the activation of chromosome 14.
Well, wait a minute. About the race. Ian, you have discussed Israel and 144,000 and the 12 tribes of 12,000. Is that where the idea that there was a racial elite historically came from? From the fact that there was with the true Israel?
True. True part sons of Israel, true part sons of God.
Right.
The root and the branch of Jesse, the true immortal one.
When you talk about Israel in the Bible, is referring to the people who are not, and what Iandom represents, whereas Israel, the chemical body location in the Middle East, is a different matter, and that's just recently. So taking the old meaning of Israel as the people who are not, that were carrying through the Kohathanites knowledge from the ascended position, even though they applied it externally, that was a fact in humans' knowing. The crumbs, a racial crumb, and it doesn't mean they had to be Jewish, but that there was a knowledge that some of the tribes organized. That is where racial superiority comes from, the idea of being superior?
It's not even that. It's not even racially clean. It's racially separated from God. If you have to be divided into a race, the race normally a race to the bottom.
What do you say to that, Roxy?
Yes, for some reason, I was thinking about primary perception.
Primary perception.
I'll try to connect that with this. Because everybody's worrying about their privacy, but when we all know, I think this is like a preamble of what it's going to be like not to have any privacy, because we are going to be in the knowing. So much of us is exposed.
Well, Ion discusses how when there was an environment of ascension and people lived in that one continent, they tended to avoid social gathering. Correct, Ion? They lived by themselves, so to speak.
The village idiot was alone.
Yes, the village idiot means the private individual. But the ascended person and wandering around in the environment they were in and are in today on some level, they were like village idiots?
The successful ones were.
Aha. Uh-huh. And that was a way of discouraging social interaction.
Social distraction. Social
right.
distraction, not right. interaction.
Yes, everything is distraction. Also, the what we think we know, everything is distracting.
Well, McLuhan used to use the phrase distracted from distraction. Ion is recommending distraction. Be distraction and don't get engaged with other human beings too much. So that's being distracted from the other's perspective. As they look at that guy, the village idiot, he's distracted. Because that distraction, personal distraction, is better, Ion says, than social distraction. Correct, Ion? That's the distinction you're making?
Yeah, your definition of social lacks a little bit, but it's okay.
Katie was saying something about the changing in the temperature of the media.
Not the temperature, the climate.
And what about the climate?
It's what's changing.
Yes, because I see that in Ayandom, this involvement is complete. Like I said before, it's from yourself, the change of your world, to the whole environment around you. And that's why I think I want to know about primary perception, because somebody says, for example, plants can feel and can communicate. And I always used to wonder before about this. How come the whole Western civilization is based on the Bible, on a book of fiction? I thought it was like fairy tales. But on the other side, there is something in us that knows there is truth in that, because they didn't choose any other myths or his stories but that one, because they talk about the blood and the ascension and many things that were coming with the confession. Now I understand how come the Bible was important, but before I could not understand that this work of fiction was important in the Western civilization.
Well, are you including that the printing press made the Bible dominant?
Yes, but there's also like knowing enough that we know there is truth in that. Just like they say, for example, plants may react to you, for example, like the person who was making these studies about primary perception, he says, he was eating a yogurt and he was liking it, and the plants will react to his sensations. So, in a way, I think the environment starts reacting to you when you activate your chromosome 14. Not only the plants, but the whole, like Ion says, even the climate is changing, and it's a total involvement. It's not only like the participation of calling and saying, asking, but it goes beyond that.
Okay, so Ion, are you getting that? She's saying, do you agree that the ionic effect, the ICEL, and all that's happening as a result of your intervention is changing everything, our perception, and whatever else she's saying?
Yes.
What is Roxy trying to get at, Ion? This has been stated by you. What is she conceptually trying to get a handle on that isn't obvious?
That we were not.
That's what she's puzzled by, that you were not.
What is she noticing?
That you were not in history, in quote history or social mortars transitioning through eras of experience. That you were not
okay.
obvious in that.
Okay.
So what do you say to that, Roxy? Is that what you're trying to express?
Well, I'm amazed when I see how everything fits in. And some people have been really into this quest of becoming. And I think some people look at this completion in a relationship. Like they pick their other half, their better half. Another, like I used to, try to reach completion in knowing. this becoming cannot be achieved, the completion cannot be achieved in any of these paths we used to follow. Like I said, we, like the Romans, were building roads that led nowhere.
Okay, I'm finding it very hard to understand what you're saying. I assume I can make it out. The phone's muffled. Maybe it's because you're within my phone.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's clear. What the hell did you just do?
I just changed the angle.
Oh, Jesus. So we just waited until half an hour hearing mumbling. It could have been clear. Please be aware of your mouthpiece.
Here's what she said. She said,
what I said was what the whole humanity was saying since the fall.
Yes.
So, Carolyn, stand back because she's fixing to open up the corner of the house and Bob's going to get struck by lightning. It'll be great.
Well, why is she going to do that? Why'd you get mad, you girl?
She was making that. She should stand back so she don't get shocked. Shocked.
Carolyn, you have to stand back because you're going to get shocked, is what I am saying.
Because she said the abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dooba-dabba-dabba-dabba. And it's going to make the wall open up, and ISIS is going to strike him with a lightning bolt. It's in his chart, Bob. You know that. It's in your chart. You have to know that.
Okay. What is this thing that gives us the knowing that, for example, something is true?
Marbles.
Marbles. What was the question?
It shouldn't. The answer was marbles.
What was your question, Roxy?
What is this thing that gives us the knowing? For example, we knew there is truth in the Bible. It's not only a fairy tale or fiction.
And Ian said marbles in response to that question. Or are you making up a new question?
Yes, because I want to understand how is this knowing being activated.
Ian, when you said with marbles, what was Roxy's question or statement that you were responding to?
She was trying to say, what is the thing that gives us knowing that we knew that we know? What was it about it that we could come to know if we were engaged or coming to that place of finding a quantitative reality? And the answer is in marbles. If there were no marbles, you wouldn't have asked the question.
Marbles is the game marbles, or does it have some other role in the past?
Marbles are things that you roll. They're round. They're hard. They're like a ball-bearing-shaped orifice.
Neat, neat. So that is a archetypal push for...
No, that's what they say when they talk about these. They say that Bobby's lost his marbles. That's what they say about Bobby.
So marbles, it was a sign of order to the ancient cultures that played marbles? Rational
they
order?
Lost them. They lost their marbles.
Good point. What is this hard, round sphere was a charismatic image, is what you're saying.
Sometimes there's a tiger's eye, too.
A tiger what?
Tiger eye.
Anybody else want to say something? I'm sure Susanna wants to say something right now.
Hey, I wanted to ask about... Hello. Hey, I wanted to ask about... You've made reference several times about the lines and spaces. And most recently you're saying that the lines and spaces are filling up with F-A-C-E. And there was quite a discussion last week about... tonality, tones, and fa, sol, la. So are the lines and spaces, the musical staff, and are you talking about the treble, clef?
Sometimes bass clef, but yes.
And you said that tones will change the cellular structure, can change cells.
It does. So, it always has. It always has.
And you also made mention about every good boy does fine, and that is the actual lines of a musical staff.
The rod and the staff, they comfort thee.
So you're talking about music.
No, we're not. We're not talking about music.
You're talking about tone.
Yes, there's a difference.
We can't hear tone, Ian. You're saying we can't hear tone.
So far, you haven't.
When you say the lines and spaces are filling up with F-A-C-E, I thought that was F major, that last week you talked about F minor and G flat.
They vary. And has that modulation begins. That's where you, it's not where you end, it's where you modulate.
Do different parts of our bodies emit different tones?
Different frequencies, yes.
And is the goal for our body to modulate into a harmonic convergence of tones?
It can.
Are you saying you would define tonality as frequency, Ion, the way you mean it? When you say tone, that's just another word for frequency?
We will if you want us to, but we'll change our mind very quickly, Bob.
There is a distinction. It's like Hendiades, one by means of two.
There is.
Okay, that's what you should pursue, Rossi and Susanna. What is this distinction between frequency and tonalities?
Well, is a tone a sustained frequency versus, a sound? I'm trying to get at whether these tones are
I know, that's
sustained.
How you get lost. That's where you get lost because you kind of make the difference of the space. One is and one's not. One's a reference. One includes and one precludes and the other one's past. One is the frequency. You can change the tone. The tone can be the same, but your hearer hears it differently. So your hearer that sees it differently changes the whole capacity of its frequency or tone or how it applies. The fat lady sings a certain way. People hear it differently from where they're sitting in the room.
Does amplitude have something to do with how we hear?
And frequency.
Amplitude is only the volume.
Is amplitude the volume?
It's a very, very complex phenomenon. And there are many things affecting how you hear the temperature of the space and how the sound is reflecting on the surfaces surrounding you. So nobody's in the same place. So, of course, everybody's feeling different. And I suppose that applies also to what we see. And you say we haven't seen yet, and maybe we haven't heard also until now. Because I have the impression the hearing and the seeing is not only through the eyes or through the ears. There are some techniques, for example, in which people can see through their skin. Like they put their skin on a picture and they can tell you exactly what there is. So I suppose somehow the senses were limited to only one organ, but they shouldn't be like that. Ian, are we supposed to see with all our skin and hear with all our being?
Live it, know it, be it, and then you won't have to ponder it.
And Ion, is the tones, the vibrations, the frequencies, are those happening as well as the physiological changes, or are they two different paths?
Just like the ancient Greco-Roman roads, they end up on the same beginning and end.
So they're not working together. They're two different roads going to the same point.
Yes.
Okay.
Regardless of where you are on the road, you're on the same road.
Yeah, you're always on the same road. But, Ian, you're saying the roads aren't going in a straight line. They become a circle?
Never. More times than not.
Is that the ley lines? They go around the planet so they become circular? Ley lines? Like that idea?
Not especially.
Ian, different parts of our bodies, different organs have different frequencies. And are the frequencies changing with the RNA drop?
Yes,
is there a point of amplitude that is to be reached before cellular change occurs?
Yes.
You've spoken before about logarithms, and so you're talking about exponential change. We're talking about
exponential.
So that means it's happened already in the future.
There's no future.
Well, but, let's see, I'm trying to remember the
definition. Okay, what are you getting confused by? He just said something, and you didn't respond to it. So you didn't hear it? If you don't hear it, ask him to repeat it.
Perfect pitch?
I don't know
yes.
what he said, but...
I don't know what you mean by that, Ion. Can you elaborate?
Okay, look it up.
Perfect pitch is when you can identify the note exactly which frequency is the one you're hearing. So... connecting to search is, in a way, attaining this perfect pitch, finding this right tonality.
There's a good question, Ion. Answer that one. Perfect pitch is the tonality of ascension.
Pitch flew perfect. What had happened was...
Yeah,
we all got together in a room and started letting the voices in the floor
come on out. We stomped. We stamped our feet and swayed.
Yay.
Are you quoting lyrics, Susanna?
No, it's something that came up in Google. It's somebody wrote this paragraph called Pitch Blue Perfect. Isa Davis. And it says, pitch proved perfect. What had happened was we all got together in a room and started letting our voices in the floor come on out. We stamped our feet and swayed our heads, and with equanimity and ease, the music arrived. Got crazy singing with Stu and Rebecca Jones at the new Brick Studio in November, and there's more coming to 54 Below on March 7th and 8th, I hear. So somebody that was listening to music. Just a band?
Yay.
Pitch Blue Perfect? This is a review of Pitch Blue Perfect.
I have did Moses master these tonalities because he built the pyramids with the frequencies.
Oh, that would be a reverb.
He was using reverberation?
Reverb.
Well, another something that you mentioned to Carolyn was rudiment. Did you mean in terms of drum rudiment?
So a needle and needle pulling thread.
Did you mean in terms of drum rudiment? Pattern?
No. By rote. The fourth sound.
In one session, you mentioned Moses was related not to the future terrestrials, but to the knowers. Was he connecting to us somehow, to what we're doing, we are saying now that you are talking back?
In the natural scale of do are found 5 major and 2 minor seconds, and their inversions 5 minor and 2 major sevenths. 3 major and 4 minor thirds, and their inversions, 3 minor and 4 major sixths, 1 pluperfect and 6 perfect fourths, and their inversion, 1 imperfect and 6 perfect fifths. The third and seventh sounds, that's the mediate and leading note, bear minor seconds. All of the other sounds bear major seconds. The first and fourth sounds bear major seventh, and all the others minor sevenths.
Harmony.
The intervals found in natural scale.
Every every tone in the scale has a function.
It has a transposition, not a function, a transposition. Two major seconds are mi, fa, and si, do. The other major seventh, fa, mi, do, se, do, mi, fa, la, so, si. And the three major sixths are mi, do, la, fa, and si, so. And one pluperfect fourth is fa, si. And one imperfect fifth is si, fa. The natural scale of do is a type or model in all major scales in the modern system. In major scales, therefore, several sounds, first, second, and so forth, the agency of the order of the tones and the semitones is adjusted to the scale itself. They operate equally on every individual interval which it may be drawn from. Again, the first, fourth, and fifth sounds of the scale do bear major thirds. All the other sounds bear minor thirds. So do the first, fourth, and fifth sounds of the scale.
Fine, that would be a soundscape interpretation of the action of the making of the 144,000 double helix strands?
Well, basically, but a melody or tune doesn't depend on an absolute, but on the relative pitch of sounds and their distances apart. When the note of a musical passages are separated by the same intervals, the melody they form will be the same. Any musical idea may therefore be expressed in any pitch, in any scale.
Are you quoting Schoenberg, Ion, the composer 100 years ago?
No, that's harmony. That's
basic description of harmony.
Natural, of the natural scale and the intervals and how it's not like a dissection.
The desires of Schoenberg to implement a new dogma.
No. Closer is John Hughes.
You're always talking about the new song. For me, it makes sense that we can ascend, like, by modulating the frequencies and make it higher. So how is this modulation done to go to ascend, to go to a higher
place? Well, what would you do if the room was pitch dark?
Turn on a light.
There you go. And you knew that because pitch means
dark.
Oh,
black.
Or is it with the absence of light?
Absence of light.
Because dark can be very bright.
Pitch is also one of the 14 degrees of freedom.
It is indeed.
So, creating light is ascension.
You don't create light, you are light. You don't create ascension, you ascend.
So if we turn on a light, it's already there. We're just letting it out. So we just need to see it. We just need to turn it on. But then why the cellular changes?
We're trying to show you you're living the world. Most all of you have a cell phone.
You're trying to show us what world I am?
Most of us have a cell phone, was the last thing I said.
Yeah, it's about the eye cells.
Right, but Ian started to say, we're trying to show you. And then he said, mostly I have a cell phone. So what's the connection there?
The cell phone. You have a cell phone. You live in a world, and everyone is trying to ascend and change their cells. So every example has been laid out every way. And now you have an example of a cell phone, which all of you can't live without now. If your house is on fire, you'd save your cell phone before your children, or so your papers say. So now this cell becomes the cell that you're embracing. A chip body.
When Moses built the pyramids as resonating chambers, did he use them, or did he thought they were going to be used for ascension?
Orbis Latinus.
To rebuild?
Orbis Latinus.
Are the pyramids some type of media? Talking about the light, there has been some rays being seen in different parts of the world, and some are actually like going through the pyramids, like some violet light. What is that? Ooh.
Orbis Latinus.
Orbit flatness.
Orbis Latinus.
Do you know what that means?
I don't.
Well, Wiki does.
What do they say, Carol? Or are you just telling them to look it up?
I just found it. Orbis Latinus, originally by Dr. J.G. Thomas Grassi.
It's a dictionary.
Yay. Sure, fix your mic there, Susanna.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Is that better?
Suddenly you become better, yeah.
It's amazing. Now, is that her tone or her frequency that shifted, Bob?
I don't know.
Volume.
Carolyn says volume.
Amplitude.
So, anybody look up Orbis Latinus?
A Latin German dictionary of Latin place names. Most recently updated in 1972, it is the most comprehensive modern reference work of Latin toponymy covering antiquity to modern times.
Including Grimm's Law. In the Proto-Indo-European voiceless stop. For Proto-Germanic voiceless.
Did you say Grimm's Law? Like in Grimm's Fairy Tales?
Yes.
Here it is. Grimm's Law, also known as the first Germanic sound shift or Rask's rule, is a set of statements describing the inherited Proto-Indo-European stop consonants as they developed in Proto-Germanic, the common ancestor of the Germanic branch of the Indo-European family. So it's sound.
That's what we've been trying to say for a really long time, but we keep saying it, and then nobody gets it. Then we say it, and then nobody gets it. And then they ask a great question, and we say the same thing, and nobody gets it. And then we tell you where to go. Then we sometimes have to put it in the damn Wikipedia for you to find. We love Mr. Snowden. He's such a good friend. He did all kinds of good stuff for us. It was so great. But then we hide it all in there, put it all down, build to the sky, watch it fall down. How you going to survive now? Cold blood in the nigga. No love in the nigga. There you go. That's Yo Gotti. So cold-blooded. We do this and do this and do this, and then we find it, then there's something good going on, and it's all good. But we do it the same way with the old Norse.
So we're talking about sound, and that's voice, and that's words, and that's tones, and that's...
frequency.
How did Edward Snowden help there, Ian?
He hid it in plain sight.
What did he hide?
Secret stuff.
Secrets, okay.
In a
he gave you places to hide.
Cloud.
You thanked Edward Snowden. You thank him for providing secret places for you to exhibit in?
Yes, in non-restrictive clause.
That's what he did? He did non-restricted clauses?
You remember the Santa Claus, don't you?
A particular clause?
Santa Claus.
I know, but is he saying Santa Claus is a grammatical paragraph? Clause. You're not saying
it's
that.
There's a Santa Claus and a non-restrictive clause in a prepositional clause and adverbial clause. you know, kind of Santa Claus.
Snowden had something to do with that?
And oxytone.
Did Snowden provide a place for you to hide in plain sight?
Participly.
I'll leave that for others to figure out. Next topic.
The verb tense that's traditionally formed in English with had and denotes an action or state as completed at or before a past time spoken.
Are you talking about the musical stuff you were referring to or something else?
Yeah, sad, isn't it, Bob? We have to say it and say it and say it and say it.
I wonder what you're saying. We don't know what you're saying.
We know. Clue perfectly.
Well, let me get the stats from Bill, see how many people listening to him on the computers. Maybe that'll spark something.
Oh, did you want me to bring the turbo bridge back up?
Whatever. Don't know what you mean. Probably.
Oh, so that was a reflexive verb then, yes?
I don't know.
You know what a reflexive verb is?
No.
But you know everything. Just ask you.
No, I don't. I don't know.
You know you don't know everything. That's something.
Yep. I'll go with that one.
Reflexive verb. Nice.
Yeah, I forget the grammar. I didn't get much of an education, Ion, in that stuff.
You and Garrison Keeler, always a bridesmaid, never a bride. A reflexive verb would be, an example would be, he perjured himself.
Well, come on, Susanna.
I want to ask about the blood. You talked about blood getting more salty and that it affects the acidity of the blood.
Well, actually, we were referring to the pH changing, which would give it a more acidic constitution, and that you would no longer be able to spin salt out of it, which would make you say it be saltier. But it's because your pH is changing.
Going negative. Is the acidity in the blood because of the RNA drops, the amino acids?
Well, duh.
Is that releasing hydrogen?
No. How could that release hydrogen? When your potential for hydrogen becomes less, that would release hydrogen?
Well,
okay, let's get this. No, wait.
Get to a negative pH.
Let's get this. No, hold on. Here we go. We have a barrel of oil, okay? And the barrel of oil is pegged to the dollar. Okay, so your economy is based on oil. And so oil goes to $143.16 a barrel. And then the next thing you know, oil goes to $39, and pegs after things have fallen, which sends your economy into tumultuous logarithms. Okay. So did the oil get saltier because the pH and the viscosity changed, or is there less oil being consumed because your pH in your environment is changing? Maybe your environment changing has caused oil to be less viscous. Because when the molar concentration of hydrogen ions in a solution, when they become, agitated, you get an interesting little formula. So pH is equal to E cell / 0.0592. And a base
and
change.
And that's where a negative pH comes into play?
Right. Because, see, in practice, pH is not usually measured in this way because it requires a hydrogen gas and a standard pressure. And platinum electrode used in the standard hydrogen electrode is easily fouled by the presence of other substances or solution. Fortunately, other practical electrodes configurations can be calibrated to read H ion concentration. You can do a glass electrode with a silver wire coated with silver chlorine immersed in diluted hydrochloric acid, electrode solution separated from the solution is measured by a thin glass membrane. The potential that develops across the glass and membrane can be shown in proportional to the hydrogen ion concentrations on the two surfaces in the measurement instrument. The cell is made of other electrode, commonly being mercury, mercury chloride electrode. The cell potential is then linearly proportional to the pH, and the meter can then be calibrated to read directly in pH. That's the part that's all changing.
Were you speaking in terms of just any cell or particularly the blood cells?
There's no difference, darling.
In terms of the blood cell, does the iron in the platelets or the blood cell have
anything to do? No, molar concentration. When you lose your Rh factor, it's all about the molar concentration. pH would then be equal minus log to the 10th. Parentheses, hydrogen plus parentheses.
Does iron play a role in...
No, it does not. It's what oxygen destroys.
You've mentioned transition metals before.
Yeah.
You weren't referring to this. Were you referring to iron?
No. More magnetite.
Is that found in our cellular structure?
It is now.
It was in the RNA drop.
Yeah, we didn't say. It's kind of proprietary, you know.
Okay, so, and then the living carbon also that's in the RNA drop. You say that's a living element and there's only one other currently. So thinking about living and how is that manifested in an element? How is an element living?
Omni-media. M-S-L-O. That's a Martha Stewart reference, y'all.
We talk about the living carbon. We're talking also about bread of life and living water. So thinking about living in terms of what is living, it's having life. Can you help me define that living? What is that in terms of living carbon?
No, not in terms of living carbon. You better figure out what living is first.
Well, living... is a force.
Is it?
Is it a principle or force?
We like definitions that don't include themselves.
Oh, okay. Having life. Would you accept that?
We just said we prefer definitions that don't include the word in the definition. So a good definition for God would be godlike. Doesn't tell you very much, does it?
All the definitions I've found all have some word of life or living in it.
Funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
One interesting one says it's a horse. A horse that is considered to underlie the distinctive quality of animate beings. Is that closer? And then looking up animate beings, or it comes from Latin animatus, to give life to, from anima, breath, soul. From Old English, to breathe. Latin, spirit. Greek, wind, animus.
Lapis lazuli.
Are you talking about the stone?
Yes.
a deep blue semi-precious stone. Lazurite. Okay.
Hey, Jean, how did you unmute yourself?
She's good, Bob. She had a little help.
She was there. I don't see her there now. I guess she fell off.
Ta-da. Ta-da. Damn that turbo bitch.
Lapis lazuli, Susanna.
Is this one of the foundations that are mentioned in the Book of Revelation?
You mean foundation stones?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that a foundation stone, Ion?
No, we think it's a multinational corporation.
Lazi Lazulu, rather than Laz, whatever it was, the gem. It's a bit different. Lapis Lazulu.
Lazulu. But the gemstone is the crystal system, it says, occurs as a dodecahedra.
Yes. So do multinational corporations.
Lazulu. Let's see what that brings up. I put in Lazulu and nothing comes up, only lapis lazuli. What's wrong there? What's her problem?
Oh, you haven't given us time to get it into the Googler yet, Bob.
Ah, okay.
You're so quick with your Googler. You have a massive, vast Googler, Bob. Did you realize, has anybody ever told you what a big Googler you have?
Lapis, Lapislazulu is the corporation. Lazulu?
Mmm, sounds yummy. What you got?
Nothing comes up when you put it in.
Damn, that Googler. You and that Googler, Bob. It just beats everything. Something right out of Arabian Nights.